Hey, so I just wanted to, before we got into the podcast, wanted to thank everyone that has been supporting and checking and tuning in to the Versus podcast. Please make sure one, go, if you're, most of y'all are listening to this on your Apple devices, and I don't know if Spotify has it, but if you, I think Spotify got it, rate the podcast. We got a couple out there. We're doing pretty good. I think we're at a 4.5, so let us know, rate the podcast, give us a five, hopefully. Happy New Year. This is Versus Podcast, our season two, and we're starting it off with talking about the season two. This is Lewis T, also now in the Clubhouse app. So you can find me at LOUISILOUIST. And I'm also here with the crew. I'm gonna let them introduce themselves and wish y'all a happy new year and all that kind of stuff.
What's good, everybody? This is Scotty the Cure, aka Ill Scott Heron, New York City native, Wilmington, North Carolina resident, hip hop journalist, and I just want to wish everybody a happy new year, happy holiday. Thank you for all the support you've been giving us too. We really appreciate it. You know, everybody giving us their input, telling us how they feel about the show, all the arguments, all the jokes and everything. We really appreciate you guys, man. So we got a lot coming to you in 2021, and I just want y'all to stay tuned, all right? It'll be easy. Love y'all.
What up, what up? It's your boy, Mr. Evo, aka the Fluffy Fellow. I am here with my fellas. Just want to wish you a happy new year, much prosperity. I hope that you're pushing and striving to have a successful 2021. No matter what the coronavirus is doing, you still can find success, even in the darkest of times. So, really excited about this season two. Make sure you still, you're checking us out and that you do rate us. I'm saying we need that five. We need them 5 stars, kind of like the five mics. I need 5 stars. I need you to tell everybody how great we are. And I appreciate the support. We appreciate the love. And, much respect to you for listening to us.
And Mr. Evo, you're in the where can people find you at in the clubhouse to
Oh,
check
I'm in
you?
the clubhouse. You can find Mr. Evo. Mr. Evo, it's just as it sounds, Mr. EVO. Follow me, find me. I'm gonna have some pretty interesting chats coming up here in the chatty house soon. So definitely rock with me.
And you're also on TV now, right?
Man, I got so much going on right now. And I'm on King Network TV, powered by Roku. Shows air on Fridays at 7 p.m. First episode aired 2 weeks ago, and then the next episode will air, like I said, on Friday at 7 p.m. Also, you can catch me on my live, because I have my live podcast as well. Every Tuesday, 6:30, with a new guest. We're talking about creatives. We're also just talking about relationships and life. Also have a new podcast that's going to launch. It's a mini series podcast launching on Thursdays at 6:30, starting the first week of January, with the wonderful, beautiful, amazing, Pretty Masterpiece. Also known as Knowing Williams. Check her out on Instagram. But yeah, a lot of big things going on.
Man, Scott, he got all the. I ain't been invited to one podcast yet. Are
Y'all,
you Scott? You related to him? Have you been on? Have you been on a podcast?
hey man, this is like, it's like, just like Marlon Jackson trying to talk to Mike, you know?
Damn, you went to Marlon.
Yo, wow.
Wow.
Listen, fellas,
You didn't even go to
listen, fellas.
Jermaine.
I
You went to
got
Marlon.
y'all. I got you. This actually, I was trying to do it this past Tuesday. It didn't work out the way that I planned, but y'all are booked in February. I'm doing a special podcast because we're going to talk about relationships. We did something earlier in the year talking about interracial dating. So we're going to tap into that a little bit. It's going to be live in full effect in February for Black History Month.
Oh
All
damn.
right.
Oh damn, you're gonna make them hate me. Oh shit, man.
All
I
right.
promise I'll
And
protect you, Scotty. I got you.
all right, and yo, we got a very what would y'all say about the episode we got coming up that they're gonna listen to? I mean, it's very heat. We had some very heated conversations, especially towards the
There's a lot of shade thrown at each other on this one.
So yeah, y'all
And not even a
enjoy.
lot of shade either. Just we talked about some really interesting points that aren't really spoken about.
Yeah.
True.
We break down a lot of the potential versus two season two matches that have been talked about on the internet, and we break it down. I mean, over an hour of top grade quality content. So that's why we need that five rating. But I ain't gonna talk y'all to death before I talk y'all to death. Enjoy another episode of Versus Podcast, season two. Peace. Hey, I want to welcome everybody back 2021 to the Versus Podcast. We took a little hiatus, a small, a brief one, but we are back 2021 with just talking about Versus season two. We're gonna kind of touch on some of the matches, and then we're gonna kind of talk about some of the stuff that's coming up and things that possibly will be coming up. So, and to help me break that down, I went back to the basics, got them New York fellas in there with me. I'm gonna start with the birthday boy. I guess, well, both of y'all are technically birthday
Yeah,
boys. Both of y'all
it's
had a
our
birthday this
age
month.
before beauty. Go ahead, Scotty.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Ill Scott Heron. Ill Scott Heron, New York City native, Wilmington resident, and hip-hop journalist.
Buck, buck, buck. Yo, what's up? What's up? It's your boy, Mr. Evo, aka the Fluffy Fellow, podcast extraordinaire. Just here to kick it with my fellas, man.
And it's your host, Louis T, the Inquisitive Mind of Louis T, hip hop aficionado. And like I said, we are talking about Versus season two. So far in the Versus, they started off with a bang. You know, they had the Gucci versus Jeezy. We all watched that. That was definitely a way to kick in the doors. And then they had so we're supposed to get Keisha Cole versus Shanti. That got postponed, which make sure check out our previous podcast where we fully dive into those. That got postponed because Shanti wanted to go to Africa and get COVID, and that is coming up January 9th. So that be on the lookout for that. And which I thought that was kind of a good follow-up to the Gucci and Jeezy, because it's you don't want to try to match that same energy with hip hop. Nobody want to really follow that. But then they came with E-40 and Too Short, Battle of the Bay. So how do y'all think about the direction season two has been going?
I mean, I think so far so good. I really like the fact that they did the E-40 and Too Short. Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch it because it was my birthday weekend, and you know what happens on birthday weekends. So I didn't get to actually watch it, but just some highlights that I got to see and listening to it on Apple Music, I thought it was a really good thing for the Bay.
What about you, Scott? I know you were working, but I know you were watching in between slinging them drinks.
Yeah, it was dope. Like they brought out the whole like Bay vibe with the bicycle. I mean, it was straight like West Coast
Yeah.
and everything. Like the way they had the background, and I thought it was dope. And granted, didn't really understand too much of what E40 was saying, but that shit was real.
Yeah, I was thoroughly entertained, but like I think I ate an edible, so the second half was kind of hazy. Like I was in and out, but I was definitely more entertained than I thought I would be. Like I was thoroughly enjoying it. Like I was only really watching it because of the podcast. Like I don't think that wasn't something that I was hyped about. Like I recognize the significance. I like Too Short. I've met E40, and like I even talked about that. I did the E40 Too Short with my man Haji P and Brian, who both had ties to the Bay. And I was telling them, I was like they were super hyped about it, and I know all the little hyphy stuff that I couldn't tell you about, but I thought they did a great job bringing you like some of the stuff I didn't know that they influenced, like especially like Too Short, and it was just like it was very like I don't know, I almost want to see like a dance versus between E40 and Jadakiss. Or they need to start doing meme verses, because the memes that be coming after these verses be wonderful. As a matter of fact, let's back up, or I don't know if it's back up or move forward. They, for a good 48 hours, they were roasting Ashanti
Oh, facts.
after
Facts.
that, like speaking of
But
memes,
not even,
like
hold on, not only that, Lewis, but like the simple fact that Keisha Cole went live with Ashanti and she was dressed up, and Ashanti looked busted.
Damn.
If you didn't see that, y'all gotta look it up. Like Keisha was like, it was the pettiest, and this is where the meme started, because that's when petty first started.
Yeah, and speaking of memes and things of that nature, if you're already not following us on Instagram, make sure you pick up, follow us at versus underscore podcast, or just type in versus podcast and it'll pull it right up. We post a lot of all the funniest of the versus memes and more. Just wanted to do a quick plug there. But yeah, I think one of my favorite, can you hear me? Okay. It darked out, so I just wanted to make sure. One of my favorites was there was a boxing match clip, and the dude just walked out of the ring,
Yes.
and it said when Ashanti knew her five little songs wasn't gonna be enough, and it just had like
Yeah, that's legendary. That meme matched well. But they have like one with the kids from Africa. Like picking on Ashanti. Yeah, like I mean they went in hard on her on that.
Man, honestly, this Versus has made some of the best social media content outside of the Versus. Like every Versus gives you something. Like, I think it really started hard with the Teddy Riley one. Even the Nelly, like Nelly had some good ones.
Oh, the
Like
Gucci Jeezy
they
one
had his
was
man.
they that produced some classic memes.
Oh yes. Like I would say the only one I didn't really see a lot about was probably, and that was probably one of the better verses, was like the Snoop DMX. Like I don't really remember. It wasn't too, not, at least nothing memorable.
I remember one that was like, your two uncles and who's gonna pass out first. or something like that. Like,
Oh yeah, there was definitely a couple of, yeah, a couple of
yeah.
drunk uncle ones, yeah. So, but yeah, so it's who's excited? Like, all right, so the next thing starting 2021 up, we already kind of talked about Keisha Cole Ashanti. So, do you think that's actually going to
It
happen?
has to
Like, do
happen.
you?
Like, they can't afford to not let it make it happen.
And I mean, it's not like Ashanti could have went back and like reworked her catalog and be like, nah, I'm gonna put the, because we know her catalog. So,
Correct.
I mean, it's not like she's gonna
Yeah.
go back and do something to make it better. So,
She might be like, Ja Rule, can you come with me? Can you be there? Bring Ja Rule
No,
up.
she don't need to do
God.
that. You know,
Nah,
I seen a,
you want to talk about memes?
yeah. I seen a meme that said that Ja Rule and Ashanti look like the Great Values version of Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, damn.
I
That's low. That's low.
wouldn't let him get on the stage at all. Like they're gonna roast her if he comes out.
And not and for no reason, like just because he's there, just because it's
Exactly.
because it's Ja Rule and because he's there, like that's it, like that's ammunition enough.
So on the same date that we were supposed to get Ashanti and Keisha Cole, originally there was a flyer circulating around with Lil Wayne versus T.I. Do y'all think that was
Nah, that
real or
can't be
not?
real, 'cause that's probably the worst matchup you could do.
It would have happened if it was real.
Well, no, but Lil Wayne, you don't think the charges Lil Wayne got might have caused them to
I mean, I
change
think
that up?
so, but
I'm
at the
pretty sure
same
that affected
time,
it.
yeah, but I'm pretty sure, but at the same time, I don't know, like, is that a matchup worth seeing?
I mean, why
Yeah,
not?
I mean,
Why
yes, I
not?
think
Well,
it's
I don't know. I
definitely
just think I don't know. Maybe I feel like Lil Wayne's catalog is a lot deeper than T.I.'s. And
it might be, but you still can only play 20.
are you right? You can only play 20, but I mean, I don't know. I was kind of thinking that like I would love to see Wayne against another, like, I'm not gonna say T.I. is a legend yet though.
I mean, but yeah, he, but it, yeah, you're gonna. The thing about these verses, one, two, well, two, I'm gonna make 2 points. One, you're gonna see people, you see where people place their catalog. So T.I. wants to be mentioned with the Waynes and the Greatest, obviously, because that's why he was going up the big, he was going up at the big dogs from New York. So that he want his, and it shows where people want their catalog. And then maybe once you heard it against Wayne, it may or may not change your opinion. You know what I mean? Like, because like 2 Chainz, it kind of
I was gonna
changed my
say, like, I
opinion
didn't think I wanted
on.
2 Chainz Ross until I saw 2 Chainz Ross.
True, true. I mean,
Yeah.
I can see that.
And then wait, my second part is, you're either going to be punching up or punching down. Most people are trying to punch up. You can't. There's not a lot of things that we see that's just like, oh wow, I don't know which one. You know what I mean? It's you're gonna mo most of these things, you're gonna take a side one way or the other. So like, if there's somebody that was like, I don't know who that person would be, but if there was someone that was like a super big T.I. fan, they would be like, oh man, Wayne don't have nothing on T.I.
I mean, I think, but
But
the
like I
general
said, I don't know.
consensus would probably say that Lil Wayne's gonna eat T.I. alive.
Oh, and with the exception of someone like Young Thug, which I know
Oh,
Scotty want to
Jesus.
talk about,
If we must.
I think everybody's pretty, like Wayne is in that top tier. Where us as an audience, I don't see a lot of people, like, and I mean, the people that Wayne would be that match that you're talking about, we probably would never see, like, because the list is short. It's Drake and Jay-Z. I would say maybe Future, and that, like, but I still be thinking that's Future punching up, Wayne punching down, and maybe it'll shake out somewhere with Features and stuff. It maybe shake up somewhere closer if Wayne, like, because one, the biggest thing is Wayne has to be, anybody going against Wayne, they'll have two big advantages. Does Wayne know his catalog? Or does he have help to get his catalog together?
I think he has.
And then two, will he be sober?
Whether he's sober or not, I think that he knows his catalog well enough. I mean, yeah, I really maybe. Do. Like, but if I'm gonna see Wayne, nah. If I want to see a T.I. Rick Ross. And I definitely, who would you say who wants to go against Lil Wayne? What's his name? Soulja Boy.
Wow.
Young Thug. Yeah, he's not even.
Yeah, you're not gonna get me to defend Young Thug.
He's not even worthy to be in that conversation.
But I don't. I mean, anybody that probably listened to our previous podcast, we're not the market for Young Thug. That's not our demographic. We're not his demographic. So I don't think I don't think it's fair for us to speak on that. I might be wrong speaking for y'all.
Couldn't have said it better.
I agree 100%.
You know, because people look at, talk about Thug like he's that dude. I don't get it, but I realize that I'm old hip hop. Somewhat, you know, one arm in the backpack kind of type of hip hop. You know what I mean? And Thug is on that opposite side.
Like, he's one of those guys that we don't even. I personally don't consider him hip hop per se.
Yeah, because he's like on the. I would see like him versus Future to be more interesting, just because of the type of music they make. I think Future would destroy him, but that's just because, like, I am super unaware of Young Thug catalog. Like, when he was talking about he on the million dollar
Gillies.
Gilly. Anyway, Gilly's podcast. Gilly. Shout out to Gilly. Shout out to Wallo. When he's talking about he does anthems and he does 30 joints that everybody know. I'm like, I might would recognize four songs.
I couldn't tell you one.
I mean Chris Brown joint. That's about it. Because they did a whole album together. Like, and honestly, Chris Brown was the true feature of the whole album. Like, that's one of those situations, kind of like Renegade, where when Jay-Z invited Eminem to do a song with him, like Young Thug invited Chris Brown to come on the album to murder him.
Well,
I'll take your word on that.
I'm just saying that's the comparison I can make. I'm trying to open up my palate this year and listen to, or I started last year listening to more variety of music. And I listened to the album. I wasn't ecstatic. I mean, I think Chris Brown is probably one of the most talented R&B singers that we've heard in a long time. I would really like to see a verses with him and Trey Songz. But beyond that, like, that...
That's
it.
Yeah. So another one, this is another more recent one that kind of came up, which kind of ties in, because T.I., who has yet to do his own verses, and duck the smoke from Busta Rhymes, put his wife in some smoke. And when I put it on the Instagram, it got a lot of response. I was kind of shocked by that. SWV versus Scape. How do y'all feel about that? One, would you like to see it? And two, would that be? Do you think that the chances of it happening
are slim? Because Escape has their own internal problems that they just can't get past. Secondly, I don't think Jermaine Dupri would sign off on that. Because I think we had mentioned this before. At one time, they were talking about like a Diddy versus Jermaine Dupri versus. So like New York versus Dirty South. I don't know if that Escape situation will work out. SWV would be down for it because they try to stay relevant as much as possible.
I wouldn't mind.
How do you feel about it, Scott?
Throw it out there. Hey, make it happen. Why not? Get the views. You know, I mean, it's...
But do you think we need to stick to more hip-hop instead of R&B?
Well, I mean, it was never really predicated on being just one thing. You know, maybe black music you can encompass it under, but I don't think it should be strictly hip hop or strictly R&B or, you know, like have two.
Yeah, because
yeah, so like just have two artists who are just matched up evenly and put them together. You know, it could be anybody.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just saying because if we look at the numbers, other than Jill Scott and Erykah Badu, when we talk about like R&B or things outside of R&B, hip hop has been especially real, true, old school hip hop artists have been the ones that the numbers have been so much more better.
I don't know that Brandy and Monica.
I mean, they did numbers, but I mean that's everybody's childhood.
So a lot of the other hip hop too is a lot of people's childhood. Like,
yeah, like I'm not an R&B dude, but I feel like they. I feel both have an opinion. Shoot, Babyface and Teddy.
But Riley, those are classic. I think that I wish they would redo that one. I'm gonna be honest with you. I wish they would redo that one and do it in person because I really think that would be, it would be phenomenal if they were in the same room.
Yeah, and I wish they would redo
Cream.
Brother versus Cream.
Yeah. Room. Also, I mean, like SWV versus Escape. And that's the thing that like it was spoken about before that like this. You need to have like some sort of like mid card where they only do like 5 or 10 songs that leads up to you need to have like that mid card bout that leads up to like the main event, which will be like a Puff and JD.
And that makes sense because I mean the Escape and SWV don't have 20.
The thing is, the verses would have, and if they went that route, the verses would have to start at 3 o'clock. And yeah, like you're not gonna be able to hold people's attention for 8 to 12 hours.
but if you said a mid bout, so basically what you could do technically is have them both perform their top 4 songs or 3 songs together on stage. And then after that's over, you go into your versus battle.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that, you know.
Which because is doable there, in Atlanta.
There are too many, and there's just too many people that I'm sorry, they don't have 20, but they're still great artists.
I agree.
And it shouldn't be frowned upon that. All right, this person doesn't have 20, so they can't go against this person. Okay, so, well, we'll shorten this person to, and put, you know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
You have to make it happen some sort of way. Joe Budden wants a versus
I don't,
so bad,
but
and I want him to, and
I don't think
I
he's like
want him
talking
to
about
have
it.
one too. You know, like.
Yeah, I mean, I would think something like that with like with Joe Budden. So he's talking about like three songs just to be kind of for jokes. That would be cool, but I don't. It's too long and too much to do something like because like SUV and they would at least
But
probably
they
want to do
don't
like 10
have
songs
10. That's what I'm
at
saying. They don't have
least.
a solid 10.
They want. I'm not. We're. Yeah. I'm not. That's not I didn't say that. I just said they would at the least would want to do about 10 songs.
But
Five,
you know what? It
five
should
to
be
10
great
songs.
to be an honorable mention. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Nobody wants to be number two. You know what
but
I
if
mean?
your career is not
Like,
long
there's
enough,
very few people
you
that's
have to
comfortable with that.
accept it.
I mean, look,
But
look, some of
nobody,
the.
you're talking about artists. Artists have
Yo, some of these niggas got to
big
know their place, man.
egos.
Nah.
Thank you, Scotty. That's
But they
all I'm
don't.
saying.
Artists don't
Some
know
of
that.
these
That's
niggas got
all
to
I'm
know their
saying.
place, man. Like, come
Yeah,
on.
I
Like, you're
understand
not
what
as
you're
big
saying.
as you think you
But
are,
they
bruh.
don't. You're talking about the mo artists are the most delusional
All right,
people on
so.
the planet. Because they got because think about the circle that's around them. And one, honestly, there's not a lot of people out there that do got 20 hits. I feel like we'll come to those crumbs when after we get all
Yeah,
the features, bro. I'm not
but
even worried about that.
don't all
Like,
right,
unless it's
don't
something
dismiss
like
it as
a more of
crumbs if they
well, that's actually it's comparatively because 20 meals is a 20 songs is a meal, and like a hearty meal. So if you depending on how many songs, unless you're doing it as a novelty, like a Joe Buttons versus Mano, you know that's something or Mims. That's just something that's more comical to like a true opener, a true like you know like hey just an intermission. But I'm cool with the DJs going and just playing some stuff, warming it up while,
I
you
agree,
know,
but
I
I mean,
mean,
I think,
I'm
all
cool
right,
with that.
so,
I
but
think
I think a live
it's the
performance would do
interactions.
better. Exactly, the
Yeah,
live performance would
it's
be
the
better.
interactions amongst these, like, I don't want to say like smaller artists, but like it's the interaction that is really gonna like have more like meat on the bone as far as like the songs and whether they have X amount of songs or not. It's gonna be the interaction between.
I mean, I agree with you. It's just the amount of time, though. It, like the
Yeah,
time that
but I
it
mean,
takes to,
but look at it, Lou. Like
like, I
every
mean, you
time
know.
we've had a show that they've been late, and the DJs were just playing music, that is a perfect opportunity to say, "Okay, we know we're supposed to start. It's
But they're
supposed to
not,
start
it's
at
not
8,
late.
and they don't start till
It's
9."
look, it and it's starting with the DJ. It start like that is. That's
Yeah, it's
doors
like a
opening
concert. I
to
mean,
the
it's pretty
show. But
much
I'm
like a
saying, but
concert.
that is that.
Yeah. But they're still not going to want to start those open. Like, how many, like, I mean, and I'm just saying this because 20-year promoter, the openers ain't going to want to start
True.
when the doors open. Especially when the openers are gold and platinum artists. That maybe they only have four or five gold hits, but they, you know what I mean? Like those people aren't going to want to start before those numbers start going up. So then you're going to have to move the door time. You know what I mean? So you're still like you're still the same thing. Like with the DJs, they don't care. Like you know, like a DJ if you like a DJ can't start playing when the
Nah, it's
people
gotta
come
be, nah,
in.
the music's gotta be
Like the
gone
DJ
when
got
they're,
the DJ.
as they're walking in.
Yeah, and then you just yeah, and you got it, and it's and I mean yeah, Scott knows he's DJ like DJ. You gotta you kind of play stuff that's cool, but if somebody do walk in, that will catch them. But ain't that's not the 12 o'clock banger. So it's a skill to that. Which with this, you don't even have to worry about that. You play your set of what you know something that's related, and you just have fun. You know what I mean? So. I don't know. But anyway, we're now this one is fun. Speaking of IG and everything, like I don't think we'll ever get this, but way back Swiss Beats was talking to Kid Capri on IG Live, and he spilled that he was trying to do Tribe vs. Outkast. Now, we did a mock battle, not mock battle, but we just talked about a what if of Outkast versus Fugees. What do y'all think about Tribe and Outkast? One, would you like to see it? And then two, do you think we'll actually get it?
I would love to see it. I would absolutely love to see it. I don't care how many songs. Just have those two entities like on the TV together, like going song for song. Yeah. Inject that into my veins. Absolutely. I'll take that. I don't care how many songs there are. It could be like five songs. Just put Outkast and Tribe on the Apple TV.
No, I mean, I think we could definitely get 20.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But still, just make it happen. Make it happen. Cut the checks. give to whatever charities or whatever. Just make it happen, please.
I think it would be one of the dopest opportunities ever to have them all on the same stage at the same time rocking. Just, I don't care. I would pay money to go see that in person, COVID or no COVID.
I'll pay money to sit on my couch to watch that.
you could charge a cover.
Pay-per-view. You can go pay-per-view with that shit.
Paywall, yeah. But you got two of the hardest people, the most artsiest motherfuckers in the industry, trying to get them in the same room together. And I don't think that I also would love to see it, but I don't think you can get Andre and Q-Tip.
I think Q-Tip would be easier than Andre.
I feel like Andre, you would have to find him. You would have to seek Andre out. Like Q-Tip's pretty, I feel like he's pretty accessible. Andre, you'd have to put a bunch of feelers out.
Because Q is tight with Busta Rhymes and Swiss. So I don't think it would be hard for them to get access to him.
I think Swiss has access to both of those, like all those people. But, I mean, have y'all seen that Tribe Called Quest documentary?
Yeah.
The one
hosted absolutely.
By Michael Rapaport? I just think, Q-Tip is, he's just one of those kind of particular people that he would want, it would be stressful to try to. But I mean, maybe Versus is on a level where they can probably.
It's for the culture. I think they'll make it happen.
I think that's way more important than whatever prima donna shit he has going on. I think it'll be harder to you got to send somebody out on a quest to find Andre. some old kung fu movie.
That sounds like a movie, The Quest for 3000.
Get the concept. I'll get my girl's a writer, man. I'll get her to write the screenplay.
So who would y'all have in that?
I really wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
It would be so hard to just, you'd want to just purely enjoy it.
I can't go into that with any. What do you mean?
New Yorkers. Y'all supposed to say Tribe.
As a true hip hop fan, they both changed your life. And it is very hard to choose between two people who really influenced your musical palettes.
Yeah, this one, that one would be totally for the intellectual brothers. Shit. Like that would totally be for yeah, just the black nerds and that demographic.
So something that is totally opposite of the black nerds, that has been brewing lately on the IG.
Oh, that's such a strange like culture, and this is coming from a guy who absolutely at least looks the part of a quote unquote black nerd, but yeah, that's a weird subculture, but yeah, sorry, offshoot tangent.
But keeping it still Queens, kind of. 50 Cent versus The Game. One, how do you feel like that is going to happen? And two, is that something that you would, how do you feel?
I'd rather see Evo? 50 Cent versus Rick Ross than 50 Cent versus The Game. I think The Game definitely has a solid catalog, but all in all, I don't know if it would be as entertaining.
Are you kidding me? 50 Game? I think 50 is gonna I want to see that because I want to see 50 clown Game the whole time.
Well, from what I understand, they're supposed to be squashing. It's like it's supposed to be an event for them to squash the beef.
I think 50 is still clown him though, in some way.
He may.
50 will still find a way to.
Oh, 50 definitely. Will
find a way to. Yeah, just
definitely.
And I want to see that. I want to see it. So now you want to talk about the New York thing? Like, yeah, I'm rolling with 50 hard on that one.
100%. I got.
I want to see. I want to see 50 smoke Game. And just talk shit to him.
Yeah. Now I almost forgot because I forgot to put that in my notes. The whole recent Rick Ross versus 50 and versus. I don't feel as strongly as Rick Ross does, but I think let me put it this way. I think a versus with Rick Ross and 50 would do more for 50's music catalog than it would do for
I'll Rick agree Ross. With that. I mean, I think Rick's catalog
is it because solid. Is it because we saw Rick do a versus already though? Like and even though he could probably go dig deeper into that bag and pull out more, but like I mean, I don't feel it has the same. It would have the same impact because Ross did a versus already.
I don't know, but the way that Ross has been coming at 50 and 50 back at Ross, I think it would be hella entertaining to have them two in a room because, like, Ross's whole thing is 50 hasn't had anything recent that's been fire compared to him. He said, like, it's more old school than anything. So I think that challenge, like, when you throw that kind of gauntlet down like that, I think that would make it interesting.
It would. You'd be watching to see if 50 could, like, keep up. And that would be, and you know, that would be interesting. Yeah. Which I think 50 could actually keep up.
I mean, but it would be like, it would be very similar to the Jeezy versus Gucci. You know what I mean? Like when Gucci was like, "Yo, I got current hits," and like Rick Ross, like it just be depending on what you're trying to do. Are they squashing the beef, or are they fueling the beef? Because I mean, Rick, shoot, 50's catalog is strong, and yeah, so it would go to the wire, like. I mean, I think,
and we're also, we're also not going to ignore the fact that for a good while there was a strong bias against 50. Like people loved 50, and then the next minute, like, sort of hated him or I want to say around the 50 Kanye album drop time, around that era. Like, that's when people really sort of like just turned on 50. And
I can agree with that.
I feel like that bias is still sort of alive today. So
Well,
I think.
I mean, but it's goes back to the what have you done for us lately? I mean, great. 50 has put out Power and the Book of Power too. Like those have been great additions to the culture, but he came in with Get Rich or Die Trying and destroyed the game, and then he's literally gone ghost from hip hop. And then you got Rick Ross, who literally is been consistent and is saying you're no longer, he's checking. It was like, you're no longer a boss. You were a boss back in the day. We'll give you credit for what you did back then, but you are not up to standards to go with any of us top legends right now.
Well, I mean, well,
Yeah,
to a
I mean, Rick
degree, I
Ross
mean,
was like the
and
only person that really.
this is not an answer that I would ever like truly like say, but like he doesn't have to, because he's given you Power and all of that. You know, like he gave you Get Rich or Die Trying, like the album and the movie. You know, like he's an official
Yeah,
17
he
years.
gave you
Like,
G.
Get Rich or Die Trying came out in 2003. We're going into 2021, you know, I mean.
We're in 2021 right now.
We are
Right
right
now
over,
it's
you jumped right
2020.
into 2021, you know. So, I mean, I think we're forgetting like how long 50 has been out. And granted, what like last good work was 2012, 12, let's say.
That's a long time. Even Nas
Maybe I
has
would
put
say
out
two
more recent albums
2015,
than
maybe.
50.
Now 50's put out albums.
Yeah, like they
They just
haven't
haven't
been like
really
they and
connected. Like
the thing is, like, I also don't think
like
they
I
were
think
really
like you like
for
the
they weren't for the kids. Like, they were more for like 50's audience. like he has
Yeah.
50 has his own audience.
Because they were good albums. Yeah, they were solid. Like I think he did one last thing like when Kid Kid when he was still messing with Kid Kid, and like he had I mean he had joints and I think that's one thing. It would be like he would have some so like he had a song like a Big Body Benz. He had a I think I don't like, I'm trying to think. Cause that kid kids, I know kid. I was like, he put out the song with Tekashi, Casanova, and Uncle Murda. Or I think he let one of those other people say it was their song. Like I think it was an Uncle Murda song. But so like 50 had like, but it's the fact that his previous catalog eclipses anything else that he does. You know what I mean? So like he could play newer stuff, but you nobody wants to hear. You want to hear 21 questions. You want to hear Many
Me
Men.
personally, I don't. Me
Like
personally, I
I
don't
would
even
want to
want to
hear How
hear.
to Rob.
Yeah, I don't want to hear 21 questions. Nah, I want to hear. I want to hear gun. I
I
want to hear
mean
guns come
I
out.
mean Scott, 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 we all heard your
Oh,
motto. We all
wow.
knew
And
that you
anything
was
good? No,
wow.
I'm
Wow.
sorry. I shouldn't say the word good. We know you don't want to hear. We don't want to hear
Wow.
anything popular.
That's shots fired there, buddy.
But the mass, I'm no. I'm just saying the mass audience would
What
want to hear
mass
21
audience? You mean the
questions.
females? Niggas ain't trying to hear no 21 questions.
Yeah, females. I mean, if you boot up, you singing that with your
bruh, if you, yo, like, I swear to God, if you pull up at the light and you got 21 questions
and you by yourself, man. we gotta talk.
Yo, man, no. I got jokes for, man. Oh, Luther Vandross ass.
But now you're talking.
That was like his first song.
Like
that was like, you gotta hear that.
Well, yo, like when you, I was actually gonna interject when you said he came out with Get Rich or Get That Trying, but he actually came out with an album.
Power of the Dollar.
Shelved.
Power of the Dollar.
You know, still on the street.
Fire.
Yeah. And that album was smoking. I feel like Get Rich or Die Trying probably aged a little bit better, but at the time,
I was a big fan of
Power of the Dollar. I mean, it had Beyonce, it had an early Beyonce feature. It had Nori.
Well, my apologies, because you know I didn't get into. I think I've said this before, I didn't get into hip hop until a little bit later. Get Rich or Die Trying was the first album that I actually, a buddy of mine, Eddie, shout out to Eddie, he purchased it and we were blasting it just on the way to school in his Mustang GT. Like, that was the first experience I had with 50. And that's the one that I think impacted me the most with his artistry.
Oh, yeah, man, the mixtape, you know, that mixtape, Guess Who's Back, was nuts, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he changed the game. So, speaking of mixtapes, I'm going to kind of bunch these all together because they kind of tie, but not really, but a little bit. And we'll kind of end it off with this. So another thing that kind of get thrown up in the rumor mill, I think this first part kind of got brought up kind of through Joe Buttons on the Joe Button podcast when they called Swiss, and then the other one with another kind of like Instagram interview moment. But Dipset versus the Lox, or because I don't think we would be able to get both of these, or Bleak, Memphis Bleak versus Jules Santana. Because I wish I knew who, I can't Jim remember Jones. Who he was talking to, but he said that he would like to either, I don't think he was interviewing Jim Jones. The Dipset Lox was Jim Jones on Joe Budden podcast and Squish. Like, so yeah, they called Squish and they called Jim Jones on the Joe Budden podcast. But then Bleak was on an interview with someone and they said, like, who would he do a versus with? And he said either Lloyd Banks or like Jewels, and he kind of brought up that whole Rockefeller, you know, split with them. So how do y'all, like, out of those, so I guess, what would y'all rather see, Dipset versus Lox?
I'm saying Bleak Dipset versus Lox. Either
Banks or Jules Santana.
Scott? We'll keep G unit relevant here. And yo, Bleak versus Banks would be interesting.
I thought that would be interesting too, Scotty. I think that Banks would have him though, because Banks, I think he's a superior artist and rapper than Bleak, but.
I think so too, but I want to see the interaction. You know, like,
yeah, I would actually want to see Bleak versus Jules just because of the Jay-Z kind of, even though they're cool now, it's almost like I would rather see Bleak because we're never going to get Jay-Z in a versus, so it's the closest thing we can get to Jay-Z. And if it was Jay-Z and if it was Bleak versus Jules, that would almost be like Ho versus Cameron.
Also talking about substitutions. Okay, it makes sense.
And I would like to see if there was like
a little, that would be cool. That would be cool.
You know, Because me and me and Scott talk about stimulus packages.
Correct.
Bleak got a Jay-Z stimulus package like nobody else.
His whole shit is a fucking Jay-Z stimulus package.
Yo, his entire existence in this
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think Bleak can rap. I don't know if he can necessarily rap better than Banks or not, but I think he has better songs in a 20 than Banks. But I think Jules Santana would give him a run for his money.
I think Jules is better and Banks is better than Bleak.
I think Bleak got nothing from mixtape Banks, but I know he can't do that.
But Banks in itself, like even mainstream, he knocks hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that he kills it. His lyrics, his delivery, his lyricism, all of it, I think, is superior to Bleak.
Oh no, yo, trust me, I'm a huge Lloyd Banks fan. Always have been.
I don't think that Bleak would be able to stand up to that, to either one of them.
Yeah, I mean, see, that's why I like to see it, because I'm not necessarily, I personally feel like he would definitely beat, in my opinion, song for song, he would beat Banks. Jules, I think that would be a lot more questionable on that. And I think, you know, because I think people might forget how long Bleak's catalog is, you know, like with Rock, Jay, his own songs. Like, so that's why I think it would be great. Cause
unfortunately, that's because he's always been in the shadow of Jay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just the reality. He's always been in the shadow. So yeah.
That's kind of Jay-Z fault. Jay put him there. Because Jay tried to, like, you know, and it's hindsight 2020, because when Jay came in, he only thought he was going to do one album and leave, and then he just kept doing album after album. So as a business person, he was trying to inflate his business. He was like, hey, you know, it's about this guy. This guy is going to be the guy. I'm not going to be the guy.
Yeah, it is Bleak's fault. He was one hit away his whole career. It's on him.
I mean, Bleak's had hits though. I mean, when you're when you're next to the biggest guy, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of hard. He sucks it. He sucks the oxygen out of the room. You know, especially when you're under, and he could never get away. You know, Bleak could never get away from him. Like Cam'ron, like Beanie Siegel and them. I think feel like Beanie got to shine more because one, he was from Philly, and then he kind of had his own little movement, like with State Property. You know, Kanye was a producer, and Jay was almost kind of out. You know what I mean? So, like, Bleak never really got a time to shine. And I mean, Bleak was one of the first people that started collaborating with people from down south. So, you know, like he had that song Round Here with Trick Daddy and T.I. That was one of the first like big joints from the south. Like, I made a little Bleak 20, like what I would think. What I would play in a Bleak versus. I'll share that with y'all. And if you're listening, I'll make it public so y'all can just find that on Apple.
I was trying to comment. I don't know what happened. I was trying to comment, but Bleak set himself up for that as well, though. I blame him more than I blame Jay, because you know Bleak's known Jay
since. He was just
not only that, but Bleak's known Jay since Jay was actually hustling, and Bleak fell in love with not only the money, but the power that came with knowing Jay. And instead of him, because see, I don't think I feel like he never had that drive to be like, "Yo, I'm that nigga. Like, it's my turn." Like, he never. He just was like, "Oh, you want me to get your clothes? You want me to get your laundry?"
Yo, they said. I mean, there was a song. They literally set it up for him to do that, and it just never like panned out like that.
You talking about when Jay and Bleak and he said it's Bleak's time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, literally. I mean, and it's like, if yo, I have the opportunity to take over, then let me take over.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
yeah, he was. I mean, he might have been
to make
comfortable
a sports reference, playing out like that. Sorry if you might not. This might run over your head, but this is like, yeah, Andrew Luck handing off the ball to Trent Richardson, who won like the Heisman, and just couldn't really get it done at all. I'm not saying he ended up like Trent Richardson. Evo, you remember Trent Richardson from Alabama?
Yeah, I remember he was a big running back who literally
basically
was unstoppable.
Derrick Henry before Derrick Henry.
Correct. And he did not survive.
No. But, like, it's like, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, maybe Peyton was handing the ball off to him and he just could not get it done. At all. You know, just, I mean.
Yeah.
I hope Bleak ain't listening, but
well, I actually know some people. Bleak's not that far away in separation, at least for me. Which I'm surprised. I've never met Bleak, which is surprising. But he definitely got Greensboro ties. So shout out to Mr. Cox, Mrs. Bleak. I carry the torch for you. So how would y'all feel about the?
I think that would be entertaining.
That would be fun.
Versus Locke.
I think that would really be really entertaining.
Or would it be more sense if it was like Dipset versus?
Nah, Dipset? I mean, I don't think so. I mean, because Lox is three dudes who really, I mean, they've been together probably the longest and the most consistent. You know what I mean? And they thrive off of challenges.
Yeah. And Scott, you can keep me honest with this, but the way Jim Jones was saying that if people couldn't compete, you know, you say like you play like five songs from each member, like five solo songs and then five group songs. So if you had that kind of format, who would you have? Lox or Dipset? So that's five Jim Jones songs, five Juelz, five Cam'ron, and then like five group joints. And then that'd be five Sheek songs, five Style songs, five Jada songs, five Lox songs.
I'll go with the Lox.
So
it's tough, and then no, that's tough.
That's tough.
The group Lox songs, I think, will make up for Sheek. Yeah, and I hope Mr. Looch, I hope you're not listening.
I mean, but that is facts, though. I mean, that's facts.
Yeah.
I mean, he has the one that could be a point. You know, Mighty Mighty D Block. That could be a point for them, depending on who. But see, I was thinking that because and I'm not the biggest Dipset fan. I'm a big Cam fan, long as Scotty's not DJing. I would say the Dipset songs versus Lock. I don't know, like I almost would just, and just without writing down, looking at it, I almost go Dipset, because I feel like solo wise, Jim would be the weak link. So it'd be like, I would almost say like Jim versus Chic, but Jim is not that weak of a link. Like, so I think Jim.
Okay, time out. Name Chic five strongly. Jim Jones songs.
Like, I mean, like, cause damn. Balling, Pop Champagne.
Those are really his only two.
Like,
major
I mean, I'm
hits.
Trying to think of hits, because I mean, like,
if you're gonna give him five songs, those are gonna be his only two major hits, and then the rest are gonna be stuff that we may have heard for him having a feature on.
Walk It Out. He was on Walk It Out. Balling. Or that Balling. No, that's Balling. Okay. But, I mean, still, that... I mean, okay, Balling versus Mighty Mighty D-Block. Balling. Gets that point.
Yeah, I mean, you have to give it to Balling.
And then, you know, and then they play Pop Champagne. That's probably...
But that song with Max B, Baby Girl, You Trying to Get Out with the Dipset, like, would you consider that a hit? Because, yeah, all right, so, all right, but here's the thing. So
I don't even know that song.
In New York, when that song was out, that was a hit around the city. You know, so that's gonna mean something to other people who hear it. Like, just because you didn't hear it in, like, Kentucky, or something, like, it doesn't mean that song's not a hit. And that's, you know, like, that's the thing. That's the thing. So when you play all that Mace bullshit and I hit you with real fucking Cameron songs, I'm sorry if you haven't heard them.
Oh, but I mean, I have heard, but like, again, most of them I have heard. I mean, I get what you're saying, and it's kind of unfair for like big places like New York, because it's almost like you don't get the same passes as the Bay or Atlanta.
No, but it's always, you know, no, it's radio stations that have dictated what songs are hot. So songs that have played in New York.
Yeah.
That were hot and that were hits there did not circulate to places like down here or the Midwest or anywhere else that had a different radio broadcast. So that it's, and that's the same to say for like certain, like for say New Orleans with all the bounce music that was playing down there, you know?
Oh yeah. I mean, I feel like anywhere other than like LA, or New York,
they're getting LA, you know, like they're getting West Coast music in the Midwest. Like the West Coast is covering a much bigger, like a much bigger demographic.
Correct, because they'll. Because you think about it, they'll play West Coast music in Chicago more than they do New York music.
At a certain point, it depends on what time frame you're talking about. Because at one time, as far as hip-hop, New York dominated hip-hop. So hip-hop was coming, and there's a certain time where people kind of started playing their own music. So New York kind of dominated as far as hip-hop.
But it was the only, for like a certain amount of time, it was the only place it was coming from. But then you had... Again, like even in the 80s, like in LA, like they were playing their own music out there. Florida, they were playing their own music down there.
No, not as much.
And they still are.
Again, not as much. like not as much as they are now. It's more now.
I don't know. I think that the advantage just, that,
you know, like, you know,
that like, the Locks have is Jadakiss.
Yeah,
and I'm taking Jada, you know, you put Jadakiss versus Cam. He can play the Champions here, the very first song, and that's going to put him on, put everybody on edge. You know, like Jada, he has way more than five solid songs by himself.
Jada's going to play freaking the song with Mariah Carey and just like take me out the whole thing. But that's a hit though, so
it's a hit. But I don't think he would play because Cam won't play that. I think you gotta think it's gonna be hood nigga versus hood nigga. That's gonna be the benefit of them going against each other. They're not going to try to play any mainstream Let's Dance and two step. It's gonna be raw, and you know, because once Styles plays Get High, then you're gonna have a counteract. I don't think Cam's gonna play. What's that song? Dang. The one driving down the highway.
Which one?
Oh, Hey Ma. He's not gonna play that. Not as his top five. I don't think he'd play that as his top five.
I don't know. Like I would think he would play maybe 357.
I don't think he's playing.
He wouldn't do that. Nah, not at all. Not even close.
He's playing Oh Boy.
He's gonna have to though, because I don't know if a strong solid five is gonna come from. Because you know, if you're talking about Jules versus
Styles.
You're gonna have to give him that.
Cam is gonna play. He's gonna play that Prodigy track.
Nah, you. I think you're weight. Sleeping on Duel.
Why?
He's not playing that.
Clearly, another song that didn't make it down to the Carolinas. Losing Weight with Prodigy Part Two made it. Played.
Scott.
Word. Shea Boogie was playing that.
Scott, I was listening to Cam. I was listening to Cam from Big.
But I'm saying, was it on the radio?
I am aware.
Oh, all right then.
I don't know. No, Cam'ron was on the radio. The first Cam'ron song was
What
Means the World to You.
That was the radio like, song y'all got.
That might have been like the. I would assume. I don't know. I've never been a radio guy. I was a mixtape dude. You know what I mean? So like I'm talking about songs like, but there's certain songs that was you could tell was kind of like the radio song on the mixtape.
Yeah. So on the radio, we got the radio. Flex played the mixtape song,
and you know what I mean, like,
and like then they let in then they played the single after that. So that's how we were exposed to. A lot of that. So that's why a lot of that to us is like, yo, Flex played this 57 times one night and it was fire every time. So that's why a lot of those songs, I guess, like have a lot more meaning or something because we either heard it on a mixtape and then Flex played it on the radio and then bam.
But
you know, yeah, and then the single came after.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's cool, but granted, with the way it's been going, so I would say up until the last two verses, the way that the verses have been going, people typically play singles, or they play something that was just like a cult classic. So I'm not trying to discredit your experience. It's just I'm just letting you know my experience as someone who considers himself a fan, especially of older Cam'ron music, is different. It's different than that. So I'm someone from North Carolina that listened to Cam. So outside of New York, but aware of New York music. So I just feel like in that situation, I represent a little bit more of the general audience, which up until these last two verses is kind of where the meter was. Now, lately with the Gucci versus Jeezy, with Too Short versus E-40, there's been like a lot more regional bias. So I would give you more validity there if that is the case. But up until then, I would say my argument was valid based on what we have seen up to that point. Can you give me that?
That's fair. That. Go ahead.
You know, and I. Oh no, and I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, but yeah, I mean, I've been basing my stuff off like what plays in clubs and I guess radio, but I didn't really listen to radio, but like the quote unquote thing, the stuff that had videos and.
Yeah,
and just bang, you know. Like
also, my experience also comes from
not
being from New York, moving down south in high school, and also like making like the mixtapes that they would I would either have them shipped or I would like download them and make them myself, so it would be the exact same like track listing. And everything, and sold a lot of mixtapes down in like Myrtle Beach, like in high school and stuff. We're talking like Big Mike, early like Who Kid stuff like that, you know. So these are and a lot of Cam's catalog like started off like right there too, you know. Like you got like early rough cuts of songs before they actually. Were like mastered and put on the album and everything. So that's also another context that I'm coming from too.
I come from that same context. I sold mixtapes for a living. I mean, like that was my job. Like I didn't have any other job. I sold mixtapes at the flea market.
I probably came up here and bought some mixtapes. For me.
Like and before I was selling them, like I've been getting mixtapes when they were actually on tapes. Like I used to go to the store, they used to buy masters on a tape, like a real on the Maxell, and they pop it in the machine and they run it off real quick for you. And they, you know, and that was like Clue all the Clue mixtapes. E Brothers.
Cold Chillin'.
Not Cold Chillin'. Juice was big, like the Juice with the blend tapes. So I mean, like I said, like
we were doing this.
To like you know what I mean, like when we had the battle, like you know. When we had that battle, I was giving you props on those songs, but still saying that's not, you know what I mean? Like, so like, I realized what you were playing. Some of them, some stuff didn't connect with me, but for the most part, I would say 17 out of the 20, I was there with you and I feel you. Like I said, I'm dissing you now, but during the battle, I gave you props. I was like, I would love to play that, but I think the hardest thing that both of y'all are saying is that the hardest thing for us to try to do
is figure out what the artist would be thinking about playing when they come to the stage. Because like especially when we're talking about like authentic hip hop artists, like you know, real hitters in the game, like Jada and Cam, like they've got stuff that nobody's ever heard mainstream that the streets know that they could play and the crowds go crazy.
Yeah, like if, like Cam'ron, would Cam'ron pay pull it? Like you, like
but people Cam'ron, like
that is that's never even been commercially released, but like somebody like you and Joe Buttons was talking about how like Joe Buttons told a story that like he didn't know the difference of like unreleased music or whatever. Yeah. He looked to go buy that song because Flex was playing that song and people in clubs was playing that song. Like that's another song. Like I'm aware of that song because of mixtapes and the internet.
But and my point is like, why shouldn't they play that just because?
Play that song.
Again, like somebody somewhere didn't hear it.
Because it's about numbers, though. It's about numbers and the audience in which you bring. Like
well, again, that's
just kind of like the Jeezy and Gucci is the perfect blueprint for it. You got
they have the audience already. Like they're watching it.
Yeah, but see,
the audience is already there for a reason.
But it's a difference between the audience being there and the audience staying.
The audience you want to entertain.
So if you don't know a song, you're like, oh, never mind. I'm not going to watch this no more. Like seriously,
people do it all the time. Like people do it all the time. You could be.
Yeah. I think you overestimate people. Like they're not like when the thing stops being like quote unquote underground and niche, and you open up to a bigger market. That's the kind of wishy-washy people you got. Now, when you have someone that has that following, like a Gucci. And a Jeezy, and then you got the other people correct. Just waiting for the car wreck.
But, I think that's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be one of those situations where it's primarily gonna be because Jim Jones and them don't really have a lot of underground mixtape stuff. Yeah, I mean, but for Cam, Jada, Styles. They're going to have to make a decision if they're going to put out stuff that everybody knows and they're going to go strictly commercial or if they're going to do mixtape and commercial, how they're going to split that up. That's going to be their true question.
And it's a business. And now it's kind of a business now too. Like you can how can I monetize? If I play Pull It, how am I monetizing that? Can people go,
I think the difference though is you know Cam don't care. But
can I monetize that?
Like Cam is at this point right now, like he's more worried about being true to himself and to the art of who he is.
And that's why I believe Cam is gonna give you something very similar to the playlist that I gave you.
I think Cam's gonna hit it's definitely gonna be more street Cam than anything. I mean look at what he's done the last 6 months. Most of his posts have been him out in the hood, chilling with people that he either grew up with or is known in the streets. It's nothing about the mainstream. Like he's like, this is life. This is who I am. Like I'm still at my roots. So I would believe that he would play, possibly not all, because if he's got five, he's on a maybe. He may play two solid street bangers, and then the rest would be. Commercial music,
the usual shit, you know, and like that's fine, that's absolutely fine, but this is just me as like Scott, like I if Banks was gonna get into a battle, get into one of these, he got to pull out the mixtape stuff because that's what made him. That's why people know Banks.
Well, and Banks doesn't have
he doesn't have 20 by himself. Banks, exactly.
So he has to go to the mixtape stuff because he kind of has to. Yeah, like you know what I mean. Like he has to go to his songs with Fit. You know what I mean? That's his catalog. Yeah, you know he kind of has to. And if you're a Banks fan. That's kind of you know what I mean. He has to play that victory freestyle. You know what I mean? You got to bleep out the part about being
a Master P's about to buy Reebok and Baron Davis. Like, that, but, you don't want to mess with that right now.
So that was a good debate.
And you're not a real hip hop fan
and have not checked out the mock battle Cam versus me. Make sure you go check out that mock battle between me and Scott. You let us know who you think won that. Any other last words?
I just saw it popped up on my phone while I was at work. Something about Royce 5'9" fucking with and Benzino. Yeah, you hear about that.
And Benzino? Yeah, that's not versus though. That's more chatty patty. Like Benzino called him out, kind of pretty much the same stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's still in the unit. It's in the versus universe because like somebody's getting called out. So
Benzino be relevant.
I don't want to hear Benzino say not a goddaggone thing. As much TV money as he's gotten, and he's on everything from therapy to, man, he can't say a word. I don't want him to
say something. Yeah, I mean, like, really, it worked because Benzino's just trying to get Thank people you, to do what we're Appreciate doing right that. Now. Let's talk about him, which I don't want to give him that. Ooh, matter of fact, Royce is in the chat.
Oh, are you in there? Do you got the invite? Jeez, you guys are so much cooler.
Yeah, me and Mr. Evo are in there.
Bruh, listen, I'm gonna be a nationally known podcaster. I gotta be on top.
Yeah, I dig it. I dig it.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't even know my name. I think it's me, Lewis T. But yeah, find us in the chatty room if you're following us. Matter of fact, I think I might do a separate plug to put it at the beginning. So anyway, any last words, Scott? Besides talking about
send that invite to the chatty place. I'm kidding. I'm good. I don't.
You gotta have.
I don't think I'd like
Apple
it.
Apple device, sir. I haven't fully utilized it. I'm gonna have to talk to Miss
Scotty. You gotta get your iPhone so you can hop on, man, or at least an iPad or something. For take over the world. The benefits are. I was literally in a. We ain't got a promo. That's fine.
Hey,
it's beneficial. Right,
yeah.
Period.
We
can talk about that. My last words are: we can talk about that in our group. New York will always rule and reign supreme, no matter who the versus is in. No, I'm not. I'm not even gonna. Outcasts and Tribe Called Quest are the exemption to the rule that they. It does not matter because they are both two dope groups.
I make a real hot take too. Outcasts isn't the South. They're from the South, but they're not the South.
Say it again, Scotty.
Outcasts ain't the South. They're definitely not.
I would say they're from the South, but
they're the show Atlanta, like Atlanta.
Yeah,
it's all right. I'm gonna plug something real quick. If you have not seen it, and you are a true hip hop and music art fan, go on Netflix and watch The Godfather. Clarence Avant, probably one of the dopest documentaries I've seen in a long time. If you don't know who he is, you're an idiot. That's all I have to say.
All right, and yeah, this is your host, Lewis T. Scott, did you want to tell people? Either one of y'all want to tell people where they can find you at before we sign
out? Yeah, I guess later this year, I'll definitely be
Well,
adding
regardless,
some
anything
dates and
else?
letting you guys know places I'll be playing and DJing and playing music and shit. So I'll definitely keep you guys posted on that. I got a lot of things coming up in the works, a lot of places that I guess have sort of liked my live streams. So they've been kind enough to invite me to play there. So I'll keep you guys posted and let you know.
That definitely excited to hear that.
Yeah. And yeah, I follow Versus
I'm on Roku
Podcast.
now. I'm live and kicking.
Follow the Fluffy
7 p.m.
Fellow.
on
He's gonna be
Fridays.
on Roku soon. Roku now. So 7 p.m. Friday, the Fluffy Fella. So if you got a Roku, make sure you tune in. And just got more content coming. And make sure you, hey, another thing, matter of fact, yeah, I'm gonna sign out. Yeah, Inquisitive Mind of Louis T. We're starting the red couches soon-ish.